producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program for Thursday, February the 4th, with Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. He has something to say. Jennifer has something to say. You have something to say. Share it with us at 888-302-3684, should you desire. Email to Doug or Rich or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. And then there's always social media, which is Facebook.com. /Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Yes, Jennifer, but I'm eating salmon this morning and not peanuts.
Oh, how's gross. That? Nobody should eat salmon, like, ever, but especially in the morning.
All right, so here's the quote of the day from the fellow who runs Tesla. You know, the electric car people? Elon Musk. No, that was yesterday, I think. Tesla and Elon Musk, who made his money at PayPal, is doing all kinds of exciting things. He canceled an order from a fellow who posted something critical about him. So apparently he looks at all the orders. I find that hard to believe because they sold 64,000 cars last year. How does he look at all the orders? Mm-hmm. Anyway, he referred to him as a super rude customer. So no Tesla soup for you, sir. No Tesla. I think that's
what
a pretty interesting way.
What do you do without the Tesla soup? I mean, come on.
It's just really interesting, the way some people run their businesses. So this guy's, if you say something nasty, I'm going to, from now on, anybody who sends anything bad to me in an email, you can't listen anymore.
I'm going to actually say good for him, because he's rich enough, his company is successful enough where he can do this. You know, I think of friends of mine who have restaurants, and they live and die by their Yelp reviews, right? That's how a lot of people choose to go to a restaurant. And you've got these guys who will go on Yelp and bully people because they can, because they're big internet guys, and they go and they write these terrible reviews for Yelp, and then in the next breath they're in the restaurant asking for free appetizers or a free dessert. And you know what, if Elon Musk on a bigger level can say no to somebody who's a jerk, more power to him.
Grow a skin. Once you get big enough that you're going to be able to have that amount of business going on, you are not going to please everybody, and you have to accept the fact that somebody out there might not like your product. Get a life.
Next, the CDC, which is a government agency that is supposed to protect the health and well-being of Americans, Center for Disease Control, has issued a memo to women. And that memo suggests that women should stay sober unless they're on birth control. That's because the CDC says millions of American women are drinking and then having unprotected sex. Which means if they get pregnant,
talk about men,
their babies have a higher risk of getting fetal alcohol disorder. There's an ongoing debate about how much of any alcohol is safe to drink while you're pregnant, but the CDC says it's better to be safe than sorry. Meanwhile, in other news that concerns the chromosome set, Brazil might be rethinking its strong anti-abortion stance because of the Zika virus. So, anyway, this is pretty sexist stuff. Why is it, as Jennifer just pointed out, that this is a warning for women to not drink? What about men? Why is there this prejudice? Or maybe this is just reality, Jennifer. Maybe that's what it is. You know, I don't have much use
for talking about the effects of the baby, right?
No, they're talking about, if you don't want to be pregnant, then don't go out and drink and then have sex with somebody. That's basically what
it's saying. There's a strong correlation between drinking and unprotected sex, and so women need to remember that, or they need to stay sober.
Yeah. I think
obviously, it's a good idea to stay sober at all costs if you're already pregnant, so that probably
isn't right. It's a good idea to stay sober, period, no matter what. Do you know how many people are going to get drunk this weekend with the Super Bowl? My God.
I'm planning on doing that because guess what? It's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Super Bowl.
To
I'm going
you.
Wine tasting.
Happy birthday to Jennifer. Happy birthday.
Your birthday is Saturday.
You better get ready.
You're going to be drinking on Sunday?
All right, so
why not?
Florida Governor Rick Scott, speaking of the Zika virus, has declared a state of emergency in four Floridian counties. 9 people in the last 24 hours have been diagnosed with the Zika virus. All of them got it outside of the country, but the governor says he wants the state to be ready if the virus starts spreading, and it'll spread because of unprotected sex.
And no, it won't.
Yes, it will. That's how. That's what happened in Texas yesterday. That's what happened. It wasn't yesterday. It was over the weekend. The person came down with it, and the blood test showed that they had
Zika
virus.
They don't know how efficient it passes through sexual relations.
Why take a chance? Under the circumstances, if you've been...
Silly.
Well, it may or may not be silly.
Unless you're in Brazil.
I don't hold with a lot of the stuff the government comes up with, and I think the World Health Organization has gone way out on a limb here.
Yeah.
But the other side of it is, let's just get to the bottom line.
Get some government money.
Well, maybe not. But let's get to the bottom line here of the responsibility that partners have if they're going to engage in adult activity to do it sensibly and fairly, and to have the protection that's necessary on both sides to not have an unexpected consequence, whatever the consequence may be. It's time people became more... I'm talking in the wind here, probably, in a manner of speaking, but it's. I think it's something worth spending a moment or two just in a reflective state as to how easy it is for these sorts of things to happen.
You may not even know you have it because it's low grade fever.
It's not like much more than the flu, and it's gone in a week.
It's even a lighter version of that.
Yeah. In a moment, Robert Durst pleads guilty to illegal gun possession. You remember the story of this dirtbag from New York? We'll give you the next chapter in a matter of moments here. 13 and change past the hour on Good Day.
It's time for Sam Adams' Know Your Beer Facts. What's one of the signature tastes of West Coast hops? Grapefruit. At Sam Adams, we added real, juicy grapefruit to our Rebel IPA to bring out that refreshing, citrusy taste. Try the latest addition to our Rebel IPA family, our new Rebel Grapefruit IPA. Some tastes are just better together. Sam Adams. No more, love more.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose to nose, Nasacort wins.
stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
All right, 17 and a half the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Richie, and I are here focused on Robert Durst, the estranged heir. I love it when the news media refers to somebody as estranged.
Mm-hmm. It's also soap opera-ish, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course. Okay, so they own a lot of real estate in New York. He pled
and
guilty
they're not friends anymore.
To New York and, or you mean his estranged, what? Who's not friends with whom?
No, the his estranged family. They're not friends anymore.
Huh? You lost me. All right, let's keep going.
Just keep going.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, this guy has been a suspect in several murders in New York. He pled guilty in New Orleans on Wednesday to illegally possessing a .38 caliber revolver. That means he goes back to California to face charges, including the murder of a close friend.
Robert Durst is expected to make a guilty plea right here in this courthouse behind me.
He has been moved to a prison about an hour away from this courthouse. Durst is in custody in Louisiana on a weapons charge because when authorities tried to arrest him last year on a murder charge, they say they found a gun on him. This has been tied up in the court system for the past year. But now Durst's attorney says a plea deal has been reached where Durst will plead guilty to that federal weapons charge in exchange for a shortened sentence. Durst would be able to serve that time in California while facing the murder charge there.
Really? What a great system of justice we have, isn't it?
Yeah,
everybody gets treated equally. Well, yeah, he is in trouble.
He's in trouble no matter what.
Robert Durst's lawyer is a guy named Dick DeGurin. He was interviewed, says his client is agreeing to plead to the weapons charge because he wants to clear his name.
That agreement will clear the decks and we'll get to California. Hopefully by the end of the summer. He doesn't want to be Bob Durst anymore because of the taint on his name. But he is Bob Durst, and he wants to clear his name.
Really?
Now, Durst's rearrangement is...
All right. So, I don't know what that...
Good.
We're putting the pieces together here. The lawyer says there isn't enough evidence to convict his client anyway.
I just don't think that they had sufficient evidence to have him arrested. They had a lot of suspicion. They've always had a lot of suspicion, and the television show just added to that suspicion. But as far as evidence is concerned, I just don't think it's there.
All right, so what is? Hasn't he been in jail all this time?
They've got a note. They've got a note where he spelled Beverly the same way as on another note that they know is from a piece of paper that he wrote. And it's misspelled on both sheets of paper, and it's written in green ink, which is what he always used.
That's what I always used.
I know.
Yeah.
Maybe
you
have something in common.
I must be guilty of something. Yeah, right. I have a lot in common with the guy who's murdering so-and-so.
Yeah, you both write in the color of money.
Mm-hmm. There's a case that's floating around that we're going to that doesn't have, well, I think this guy's guilty. Durst is guilty of any number of things. There's a podcast called Serial that we're going to dig into in the next half hour that follows what happened to this teenager, Adnan Syed, who was convicted of a murder in 1999, sentenced to life in prison. You know how we've been talking this week about the death penalty and how it ought to perhaps be curbed because there are so many now with the new DNA procedures and so forth, so many people who are exonerated after the fact. This guy was sort of sent down the road without a lot of proper steps being taken by the people who prosecuted him. And somebody did a lot of work to figure out what the story was behind the story. So we're going to have a sort of involved, intricate discussion of that in the next half hour here on Good Day.
Old $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as 1, 2, 3, not three times. Three is the living room. Three, I'm still only
three. Let's see what's going on now in the My Three Song Contest. Today, there is a challenge here, I believe, but it's one that you can overcome. Think carefully. Listen to the music. We have three different songs by three different artists with a focus. If you can figure out what these songs and artists have in common, you'll call us at 888-302-3684. Win a copy of Maria Trilogy's new book, Life is Worth Living When You Do the Work. Very inspirational. Great, 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 great book. If you like self-help books and things that will make you feel good about who you are, how you can get better, this is the book for you. All right, let's get to the first song here, Richie. This is by Roxette. Was a number one hit from this time in 1990. Originally, the song was written as a Christmas song called Christmas for the Brokenhearted, but the label didn't like it. They asked the band to rework it, change the lyrics, but went on to top the charts in 9 countries in addition to being here. It Must Have Been Love by Roxette, first of 3 songs in our My Three Songs contest. Number 2 is a song by Rupert Everett and the cast of My Best Friend's Wedding. I'll say a little prayer.
Before I put on my makeup, walk home in my hair now, I'm wondering what dress to wear now. Say a little prayer for you.
This song originally was a number one song for Dionne Warwick in 1967. I loved it. I was just a jock at the time. I loved this song. I still do, actually. It's also a hit for Aretha. Ann Murray had a successful version of it. Al Green did. Anyway, this, maybe the important thing here is Rupert Everett and what we remember about him. Okay, that's a little bit of a hint. 888-302-3684. So we had Must Have Been Love by the Roxette group, and then This version of the Say a Little Prayer by Rupert Everett. And now it's time for Shania Twain.
Get away with me. Somehow you got me to believe.
1999.
In everything that I
did well in country charts and the contemporary AC charts. Nominated for a Grammy for Song of the Year, but lost out to Smooth by Santana and Rob Thomas. What do you remember about this song? Have you figured this out, Jen Jen?
You know, this is a tough one, Dougie. Yeah, definitely a tough one. But I do love this song, and this has been a classic for Shania Twain. I just saw her in concert, gosh, in the summer, and when she sings this song, it's just a pin drop. You can hear a pin drop. Everybody gets really quiet for this one.
All right, so Dennis, what do you think these three songs have in common?
I think breakups or failed relationships.
I can see where you come up with that. Not the right thread, though. Bridget, what do you think the connection is?
It's waiting for love, waiting for happiness.
Well, okay, you're getting stronger, you're getting warmer. Greg is in Warren, Michigan. Hi, Greg. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, Doug. These what are all from movies that had Julia Roberts in it.
They are. From
Whoa.
Pretty Woman,
you
My
are
Best
so
Friend's
good.
Wedding, and
Jennifer,
Notting Hill.
That makes my day.
You what? Are awesome. That's amazing.
What, what makes
someone
you
awesome
think?
Like Jennifer says that to me? Oh, boy. Hey, Doug, you know, I feel a little guilty tying up the phone line because I know you really want to use it to send flowers to Senator Cruz since you like him so much.
You're on it, so I'm calling 1-800-FLOWERS right now. Hold on a minute.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. How would you feel if one day you came home and someone suddenly appeared in your house and decided they weren't leaving? This new person is sleeping there either in your bed or a nice new one of his own? Started eating your food or a different kind of food that even smelled better than the food that you're fed? What if other members of your family started making a big fuss over this newcomer and ignored you? You'd feel pretty bad, wouldn't you? In fact, there's a good possibility you'd start resenting the newcomer. Well, that's often how an existing pet feels when a new pet suddenly appears on the scene. That's why it's so important that pet guardians like you use a little first pet psychology. It's important to make the pet that's there originally feel that the best thing that ever happened was the arrival of the new pet. Everyone's going to want to come in and ooh-and-ah over the new pet, make them stop, and spend plenty of time, plenty of attention with the old pet. Give them opportunity to work out any problems on neutral territory, and I promise you'll come home one day and they will be sleeping whisker to whisker. I'm Warren Eckstein.
It's time for Sam Adams' Know Your Beer Facts. What's one of the signature tastes of West Coast hops? Grapefruit. At Sam Adams, we added real, juicy grapefruit to our Rebel IPA to bring out that refreshing, citrusy taste. Try the latest addition to our Rebel IPA family, our new Rebel Grapefruit IPA. Some tastes are just better together. Sam Adams, no more, love more.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Baby, on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good.
33 after the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen. Our video of the day today is a bad lip reading. This is part one. This is a rather interesting reality. Where's Kara Ritchie? Is she right there? I want her. She found this
studio.
Have her come in and explain the bad lip reading. This is kind of a cute thing. It goes with our poll today. And most, I don't want to say everybody's talking about the Super Bowl, but there are lots of people that are talking about the Super Bowl, the commercials, et cetera, et cetera. Poll today, who do you want to win the Super Bowl? A, the Panthers. B, the Broncos. C, I just hope it's a good game. D, I'm only interested in the commercials. E, I'm waiting for baseball season. I think either D or E I would choose. Which one would you choose, Jen?
I'm going Broncos all the way, baby.
Broncos all the way, baby. Richie, which one do you prefer?
I'm with her.
Broncos fan. Peyton Manning.
Even though I don't think they will win, I want them to.
By the way, there's a story floating around that Peyton Manning's wife went to Bermuda and supposedly went there in order to be treated with human growth hormone. Now, if you looked at Peyton Manning's wife, you would think there's not much there that either would result from taking human growth hormone or that she would need it. So the theory is that she went to Bermuda to get the HGH and brought it back for her husband to use. Anybody hear these rumors or this story?
That was part of the line when that intern who redacted his story or retracted his story said that she was the one who bought him for him anyway. Mm-hmm. And the guy pretty much pulled everything back. So I don't know whether the Bermuda part is part of that as well or not. If you look at Peyton Manning,
he doesn't look buffed up.
Yeah, it's not like he's Superman. He's very kind of lumpy.
But to be fair, he's overcome a lot of injuries, including a broken neck, and this could have been a course of action for him during that. I don't see him using it to this day to get an edge, because you're right, he doesn't look like he's got the body that would go along with that, you know, that's consistent with
injuries. Right, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he ain't.
Or Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big, tall dude.
Yeah.
And lanky, yeah.
But he's not buff.
Our poll yesterday, what snack has to be a part of your Super Bowl party? 19% of you said pizza. 12% of you said anything salty. 10% of you said nachos. 9% subs or sandwiches. 8% chili. 5% anything sweet. And 37% said, I don't care as long as there's beer. There you go. That's for Richie, I think. So, the case against Bill Cosby moving ahead. It can proceed. The judge ruled yesterday. We were talking about this as regarded the whether the case could proceed. The agreement made by a previous prosecutor not to press charges does not apply. This is pretty controversial in terms of legal precedent, because most of the time prosecutors follow what their predecessors do. In this case, no. Cosby's attorneys had filed a motion to dismiss the case last month, arguing that his former attorney made an oral binding non-prosecution agreement with Montgomery County District Attorney Bruce Castor. But he's not there any longer. He's dead. So they don't feel like they have to go along with it. And so they aren't, and they haven't. And so he moves into, I would say, the open zone, wouldn't you? I mean, a lot of people want to see this happen anyway, because they just think the old guy's a dirtbag. Let's go get him in any way we can. Do you have any conversation about this in your local L.A. program yesterday, Jennifer?
No, but not really, just because it was a busy day as far as other news, and we only have an hour. But yeah, but this was a story that I noticed covered on national media quite a bit. Does it mean anything? Do you think it really, do you think this will ever see court?
I think that most people think that he's guilty. And if he pays, whether he pays by going to jail or whether he pays by writing a check, he needs to pay. I think that's. Have you noticed how frustrating many of the stories are today? Are you frustrated?
Yeah.
I feel frustrated.
I'm a little frustrated today.
Yeah, it's frustrating today. It really is. I don't know what it is.
There's a lot of gray area in the stories that we're talking about today, and a lot of layers to the story that need to be peeled back, I think.
All right, so Kara, I want her to explain, if you don't mind, Kara. Kara Schillen is here. She's taking your calls and helping Richie in the studio in Washington, and is an important part of our gang here. The bad lip reading video. I think you found that we have at DougStephan.com today, right? Is this from that? This isn't from that lip sync show, though, is it?
No, it's not. And they put out videos all the time, and so they're not all, this one's about the NFL, they're not all about that.
Who is it that's done this?
I don't know the name, it's on a YouTube channel, I don't know the name of the YouTubers, but they just take, they basically do voiceovers. So there's one that I think is really funny. I don't know if you've ever seen the Twilight movie or not.
No, as a matter of fact,
It's really bad, but they do a bad lip reading, and it's hilarious, and they just say whatever it looks like their words, their lips are saying. So instead of the actual audio.
This time you have to see. It doesn't do much
kind of like Mystery Science Theater 3000. Do you remember that show, Dougie, where the guy would sit inside the movie theater and make up a story and voices based on these terrible movies, and he'd try to make it fit what they were saying?
It's nasty. And they'd see us. Girlfriend 4 or girlfriend 2? Girl 1. We're going to put the ball at the third and whatever. I don't want to measure.
Are you a Pisces?
Rain's going to come out of that thing.
You mean that cloud? Yeah, whatever. It's a rain thing.
Julio, what does a carbon catalyst fuel?
Oh, it fuels the reclamated intake core with the Y exponent.
You got to watch
this. Exactly right.
I know.
A guy, let's watch it.
They're hysterical.
Yeah.
They take video from just sidelines and wherever.
But you got to watch it in order to appreciate it.
Definitely. Yeah.
They just replace all of it.
40 minutes after the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Going back to 2014, a journalist named Sarah Koenig produced a podcast entitled Serial. It was the most important podcast of the year, number one on iTunes even before it debuted, and stayed there for weeks and weeks and weeks. It used investigative journalism, and the reporter, Ms. Koenig, narrated a nonfiction story over multiple episodes of this podcast. The first season focused on Baltimore teenager Adnan Syed, who was convicted in 1999 of murder and sentenced to life in prison. Now he's getting a chance to ask for a new trial because of the investigative work that Sarah Koenig did. And so here's a reporter who describes the case that Syed is still embroiled in.
Adnan Syed was a teenager when he was convicted of murdering his ex-girlfriend, Pei Min Lee. Her body was found weeks after she'd gone missing in a shallow grave in a suburban Baltimore park. For more than a decade after the conviction, the case was all but ignored. Syed was convicted. He's been in prison for more than 15 years. He's now 35. So it's remarkable that he's getting a hearing now. But Koenig's investigation found glaring problems in the state's case against Syed and strange inconsistencies in his defense.
So here's the perfect example of what good reporting is about. I don't know whether she's right or she's wrong here. It looks to me, or as I listen to this, it seems to me that there is reason to have doubt about what this fellow actually did versus what he was convicted of doing. So the spirit of our discussion this week about capital punishment and whether it ought to go on, and the whole focus on the number of people who, after the fact, have been found not guilty. Some have been put to death. Some have been on death row for 30 years. Some have been, who were sentenced to life in prison. In prison, we had some guy, a couple of weeks ago, let out of prison because the evidence against him was rigged. And the judge threw out the conviction, but he served 30 years. And how many people have we put to death because they were wrongly convicted? I got a scathing email from somebody yesterday who didn't like my position on the death penalty. And so, but it was based on this guy just being angry at me. Or whatever. He woke up on the wrong side of bed or whatever it was. But my point is well made, if I do say so myself, that if there is somebody, anybody, who's convicted of a crime and then is executed and then exonerated, that's an argument to not have the death penalty. It is. The death penalty, good for vengeance, but it doesn't deter anybody from killing anybody else. It just doesn't work. And so the only reason you put somebody to death is because, excuse me, you want to have vengeance. And if that's the case, if you really want to go all the way, then you kill the person who committed the crime the same way he killed whoever it was that he's charged with killing. If he hits somebody over the head with a 2x4, excuse me, and it kills him, then you get hit over the head with a 2x4 until you're dead. I just think that that's the appropriate application of this. But you better be sure this guy did it. 44 past the hour on Good Day.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
Hey there, has anyone ever told you you are really scoring some points?
Did you get that line from a cheap Valentine's Day card?
I just wanted you to check your Shop Your Way account for surprise points.
Oh.
You can use them at Sears or Kmart on almost anything you want. Jewelry, sweaters, a new multi-floor bagless vacuum.
Why would I want a new vacuum?
Because you have swept me off my feet.
Seriously.
Okay, that one's a line.
Surprise points valid till February 10th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Know-how. Right now in Napa, when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional oil for just $3.59 a quart, we'll give you either Chase Elliott, Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, or Casey Kane free by mail. Hey, wait, what? Well, that makes more sense. We'll give you a bobblehead of either Chase Elliott, Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, or Casey Kane free by mail. Valvoline for just $3.59 and a free bobblehead. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing, taxes, and recycling fees extra. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 2/29/16.
Now, where are we? 48 after the hour with Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen. The Super Bowl hype is getting sort of over the top. Even soap operas are involved in the Super Bowl. Here's a clip from this week's, one of the episodes this week, of The Bold and the Beautiful.
Ooh. It's soul-crushing.
She betrayed me again. She is not going to mess with my life.
Game-changing.
I'm really confused about who I am.
You're going to hate me now more than ever.
Epic Super Bowl week.
I know a good thing when I see it.
The Bold and the Beautiful. Weekday, CBS Daytime.
All right.
Yeah. Well, it is. It's all-encompassing.
It's everywhere. This is one of the biggest single moments in pop culture that you'll get in a year where everybody is watching the same thing.
How do they? I was looking at X-Files.
It's broadcast on CBS, though.
The X-Files ratings, 16 million people.
Huge.
And that seems like a big deal. But when you look at the ratings for the Super Bowl, what they will be, normally there are like 100 million people who watch that thing, right?
There's going to be a lot of people watching. And if you want an example of it, go on to Twitter and start a conversation, because everybody's eyes are focused on what people are wearing, the performances, the singing, the...
Like the Oscars.
Yeah, sort of, the commercials, and then there's also the game going on. But hey, tonight on TV, speaking of CBS, most eyes will be on CBS tonight. The Big Bang Theory has something very special going on. Sheldon's Meemaw, which makes me sad to say, because I used to call my grandma Mima. We haven't met her. We've heard a lot about her, and now joining the cast, June Squibb, who's a really funny lady, is going to guest star as Sheldon's grandmother, and of course she immediately clashes with Amy, the role played by Maya Bialik. And then on Mom, Rosie O'Donnell guest stars. She plays an ex-love interest of Bonnie. That's right. Bonnie apparently went girl not so long ago, and they're going to deal with that on Mom. Plus, You, Me, and the Apocalypse. This show I didn't catch the first one, but apparently it's pretty good, Dougie. It's a drama with a lot of comedic elements to it. Jenna Fischer and Megan Mullally star in this one, so if you get a chance, you can watch that on NBC tonight at 8 o'clock.
Woohoo!
I know. Now, big news if you're a Friends fan, and you know we've been talking about them a bit because they all got back together again to do a show together. Matt LeBlanc, Joey from Friends, has signed on to do a new job. Now, he's a star on the show Episodes. He's gotten a lot of critical acclaim for that. But now he's joining Chris Evans in, and Rich, I think this is right up your alley, on the long-running motoring show Top Gear, you know, topgear.com.
Sure.
Well, now Matt LeBlanc is going to co-host that. He says his love of cars brought him to it.
And David Schwimmer is going to be on this new AMC restaurant drama called Feed the Beast.
That's right.
The whole Friends gang is working on their own. They don't need to, none of them. They're all so wealthy.
Yeah, they're wealthy. Pretty good.
Yeah, but they're it's all set for life. 51 after on Good Day.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now, 53 after the hour, that theme ought to remind you of one thing and one thing only. Yes, and it's not having a bad dream. Or remind you of a bad dream, you should be thinking of Tom Kreitler.
Good morning.
The perfectionist when it comes to home improvement, this guy is the guy. He's the man. Guy is, I think it's too slangish. I want you to be the man. He's the man. If he can't do it, nobody can. Anyway, he and Leslie Segretti host this wonderful weekend show called The Money Pit that's on hundreds of radio stations all around the country. It's well worth your time. You should check it out at moneypit.com. Tom has answers to some of your questions and a way for you to build the perfect fire. Those of you who have cold in your bones and you got a nice fireplace in your house, Tommy's going to instruct you as to how to build the right fire in just a moment here on Good Day.
Valentine's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. One dozen gorgeous assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for just $19.99. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings, plus pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. But hurry, this incredible offer expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4747. That's code 4747.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
All right, so building the perfect fire, even though many people on the East Coast today or this weekend or the last couple of days probably don't need it, but there is going to be more cold weather, even though Punxsutawney Phil didn't see a shadow, and that indicates that it's all over for winter. Maybe there is a surprise or two in store, Tommy, you think?
Well, sure, and we around our house build fires all summer long. You know, we love to have an open fire pit outside and roast marshmallows, and the kids enjoy it, and friends and family enjoy it. So, you know, it's always a good thing to know how to do right, and it starts with making sure, of course, your flue is clean and it's open. Let's talk about some of the common mistakes that people make, Doug. A lot of folks tend to empty the fireplace out completely, including all the ashes between fires.
Yes.
It's always good to leave an inch or two of ash under the fire because it serves as insulation and helps make the fire a bit harder, hotter, and helps it get going quicker. You want to make sure that you're also using seasoned wood. A lot of folks think you can burn anything. You shouldn't burn pretty much anything that's manufactured unless maybe just some newspaper to get going with some wood at the beginning. But magazines and wrapping paper and boxes, all bad stuff to burn. All that off-gassing is not good. Some of it is apt to get into the airspace in your house as well. The other thing that a lot of folks like to do, Doug, is they use the manufactured logs. These deposit a lot of wax, sort of a waxy buildup,
yep.
Especially bad if you have a zero-clearance fireplace, a metal fireplace with the metal flues, because those burn a lot cooler. You get a lot of condensation, a lot of waxy buildup, which is kind of hard to clean. And the kind of log that I absolutely positively hate in all circumstances are the ones that claim to clean creosote. They are incredibly corrosive. The way you clean your fireplace chimney is by having it swept professionally, not by throwing in some sort of acid-based log that is going to claim it's going to do some tidying of that chimney, because it could be very, very corrosive and very, very dangerous.
So be careful is Tom's, I think that's your advice.
It's always going to be
common sense. Sarah, who's a listener in Virginia, has an electric water heater that's 22 years old. God love you if you got one that are mine. I can never get 22 years.
Doesn't know you anymore.
Out of mine, no. So she says her plumber thinks they ought to replace it. Recommend something called a heat pump water heater.
That's actually good advice.
Yeah, it is good advice. Tell us why.
It's a high-tech water heater, kind of the way a heat pump works for your air conditioning system, where you know it heats in the winter and cools in the summer. Kind of the same principle. Now, here's the thing, Doug. These are much more expensive than standard electric water heaters, but you can get a tax credit if you install one, plus many utility companies have rebates. Those two credits combined with the much reduced cost of heating your water makes getting a heat pump water heater a pretty good idea right now.
All right, so a word to the wise for you, Sarah, is get it. Joshua in Rhode Island has a high radon reading in his basement. He found a paint product on the internet made for cement floors that's for radon. Will it work?
No.
I think we had this question or something similar to this a while back.
I think it was about insulating paint. This one's about radon-proofing paint. Now, look, if you have a high radon level, and 7 picocuries is your level, that's slightly higher than 4, which is the minimum action level, you have to put in what's called a sub-slab ventilation system where the gas is actually pulled off from below the slab. And this is not a do-it-yourself project, Joshua. You need some help.
Average weight lost in the study was 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of Nutra Crush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.